Well, oh, hello. Thank you very much, everybody. We are here to answer all your questions, and we will try our very best to answer them. We do look a bit like a K-pop band right now, all sat on these stools. We're not going to start singing. Sorry about that. We're going to have people roaming around with microphones, so if you have questions, just put your hand up. Someone will come and talk to you. Someone will come and give you a microphone to ask the questions. We have got translators in our ears, so you can ask your questions in Korean, and we will try our best to answer them. It's very distracting. It's strange. Also, at the end of the Q&A session, we're going to have another raffle for some more excellent prizes. They're even better than the prizes the first time round. He likes it over there. And then we're going to have some closing remarks, and then we'll have a big final prize to be given at the very end. So, let's get started. Who wants to go first? Don't be shy. We have a list of questions on the board if you guys are shy. Okay. Oh, we have one there.
Ah, 저 프로젝트 C가 준비되고 있다고 들었거든요. 정확한 릴리즈 일정을 알 수 있을까요? Project Centennial. 맞습니다. Yeah.
So unfortunately, as nothing has been announced publicly, we don't have anything to announce about that right this moment. Sorry about that. Nice try, though. Anybody else? Oh, we have one here. Oh, two here. Three here. Yep, so give this guy a mic here. There we go.
그 UWP 이름은 앞으로 바뀌지 않는 건가요?
we are fixed with UWP. Particularly internally, we got so used to calling it something else, the code name for such a long time. It took us a couple of weeks, I think, to start calling it UWP. But yeah, UWP is what we're calling the platform going forwards. Oh, and a follow-up?
He's got a follow-up.
Do you mind if I speak in English?
Sure.
Okay, so because I saw that namespace still shown as a UAP on some of the demos that you showed earlier, right? Is that going to be changed in the for the final version, or?
Yeah, that'll change. So some of the namespaces you saw up there, it's just purely because internally we got a bit lazy and we forgot as well. But that's fine. It will be UWP for sure. Yes.
I'd like to add to that. as you know, Windows 10 is still being developed, so there are still some things that haven't been, you know, completely finished yet, and there will be stability across those things when we actually release. But this the very first time that we've opened up the development process so early to developers. We normally wouldn't release insights into the operating system until much further down the line. So as a result, things tend to change a little bit more often for you guys. But we appreciate you seeing things like that. Thank you. Paying attention is great. Okay.
안녕하세요. 발표 잘 들었습니다. 아, 홀로렌즈가 오지 않아서 조금 아쉬운데요. 아, 8월 10일 날 윈도우 10이 공개되는 걸로 기사가 났습니다. 그때 같이 홀로렌즈도 공개가 되는 건지 궁금합니다.
Okay, two parts. You are asking me the hard questions today. so I have two parts of that. First of all, we haven't yet publicly announced when Windows 10 will be available. We've said the summer timeframe right now. We will have some announcements around that very soon, but right now we haven't announced the actual date. With regard to HoloLens, no one is sadder than me that I couldn't bring HoloLens to show off to you guys. I really want to show it to everybody. The team are working so hard right now, and we just didn't have the ability to bring it with us on the tour. We're going to so many different places, but we want to get it in your hands as soon as possible. The easiest way to find out what's going with HoloLens and to find out when you can get hold of it is to sign up to the Windows Insiders program, which hopefully most of you are all signed up to already, but that is the way to go to get hold of that. Sorry, to get hold of information.
감사합니다.
About. 네, 안녕하세요. 코타나가 한글 버전이 아직 지원이 안 되는 걸로 알고 있습니다. 이번에 윈도우 10을 발표하면서 한국어도 제대로 지원이 될 수 있는지요? 아니면 일정이 정해진 게 있을까요?
So what people need to understand about Cortana is that it's more than just a speech recognition service. It's also an engine that takes into account your locale, the restaurants nearby, the transit options available to you. There are so many other services that are powered by Bing that require Cortana to work. And we're working hard to make sure that all those services get brought to Korea and get brought into your native language so that you can enjoy the full experience of the Cortana and Bing engine as well. It's worth noticing, though, that Cortana isn't just a speech platform. The speech features you can get already using a lot of the speech APIs are already in Windows and have been there for a long time. That includes text-to-speech and speech recognition as well. And if you guys want to play with Cortana early, you can switch into a different language to try it at least. It's not geo-locked or geo-fenced. Obviously, that's a little bit difficult with Korean. But we're trying to roll it out to the rest of the world as soon as we can because we think it's a fantastic product and we want to get it out there. Something we have been trying, we did try internally with GDR2, which relates to like a basic version. Which maybe doesn't have all of the facilities, and to see how that goes. And that's something we're investigating. And we have no time frame as to whether it'll actually happen, but it's something we're considering.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. We'll go to this guy second. We'll go to you first. You should just be able to start talking. They control it at the back. There we go.
Office 365 API를 읽어봤는데요. 그 파일 핸들링과 관련해서 이제 원드라이브의 파일 핸들링하는 API를 찾았는데 제가 그 로컬 파일을 핸들링하는 API뿐을 찾지 못했는데요. 혹시 차후에 그걸 추가할 예정이 있으신지 묻고 싶습니다.
Can you just repeat the question?
Office 파일 핸들링에 관한 API를 읽었는데요. 그 온라인 파일 핸들링과 관련한 내용은 있었는데 그 PC 안에 로컬 파일을 핸들링하는 API 부분을 찾지를 못했는데 혹시 거기에 대해서 추가하실 계획이 있으신가요?
Yeah, I can take that question. So if you're actually right now building for online using online APIs already available. For Win10 UWP apps, we have plans to bring in ability to actually query the local file API if you're using Office 365 API. We don't have a specific timeline yet, but it's there in the pipeline. Hope I answered. Yep, thanks. Okay. Can we run a couple of more microphones, if that's possible? For the best interest of time.
Yeah. 그 마이크로소프트가 최근 들어서 근래 몇 년 사이에 오픈 그리고 그 크로스 플랫폼에 대해서 굉장한 그 의지를 갖고 있는 걸로 알고 있고 비주얼 스튜디오 2015에 사마린이 인테그레이션 된 것도 굉장히 긍정적인 움직임으로 보고 있는데요. 근데 이렇게 오픈이나 크로스 플랫폼을 지향하는 입장에서 그 WPF 역시 맥 OS 10이나 리눅스나 다른 플랫폼에서 지원할 계획이 있는지 궁금합니다.
It's a very good question. You can probably guess what my answer is going to be. we're always listening to your guys' feedback, and surprisingly or not, I mean, we actually every piece of feedback you guys enter into the Windows feedback app, we actually read every single piece, and we add that into we make decisions on what to build based on that feedback. We haven't made any specific decisions or announcements around that yet, but if you want it, feel free to add it to the user voice or to the Windows feedback program, and we'll add it to the list. The guy over here in an orange shirt.
네, 아 방금 전에 말씀하신 분 얘기한 것처럼 이제 오픈 플랫폼에 많은 지원을 하는 것 같은데 마이크로소프트 내부적으로 어떤 계기로 이렇게 변화를 하게 됐는지 그리고 누가 이거를 시작하게 됐는지 그리고 직원들이 이거를 정말 절실하게 느끼고 있는지 그러니까 신문 기사로 봤을 때는 뭐 직원들이 예전과는 되게 다른 마인드로 내가 뭔가 좀 창조적으로 일하고 싶은 부분이 있으면 그런 것도 막 뭐 아이디어도 얘기해서 실제 제품화도 하고 뭐 그러는 것 같은데 그게 뭐 기사로 나온 게 사실인지 좀 궁금하거든요.
Well, go ahead. I was going to say I haven't read this particular article, and I'll let Shen add some stuff after this. The culture in Microsoft is certainly very open. We're a bunch of very enthusiastic people. We want people to see our work. We want people to use it. And we have many different programs internally to help doing that. We have things like the garage where we build products. In fact, many of the products that we built in our spare time actually became products that we share with Microsoft. You saw Manifold.js, which is actually written by somebody in my team. And that's something that's available freely. So we are certainly embracing sharing things with the world. It's certainly an exciting place to work right now as Microsoft, especially at, you know, the way we're growing, the way we're changing. It's a lot of fun. Shen, you have some comments?
Yeah, I can happily answer part of that. So I think the key thing here is we're all engineers and innovation is in our blood, right? So we'll try anything and everything. Even if we don't know it's going to work, we'll still try it. And I think that's pretty much the way, you know, currently at the moment Microsoft is. It's pretty open. If I have an idea, I can just go down the corridor and say, hey, who's interested in this idea? Shall we just try building it and see what happens? And that's what it's about, because some of the innovations you see from Microsoft aren't basically started by someone going, we need this. It's by someone saying, this would be cool. Shall we see what would happen if we did this?
And as I said before, the feedback we get from the insiders, from the MVPs, that is all really critical. We actually pay an awful lot of attention to the stuff that you guys tell us. We have meetings where we go through the feedback, we try and figure out what we want to incorporate into the product. Microsoft is much more shaped by the things that you tell us and you think. So please keep us giving that feedback.
Yeah, your feedback is actually really important.
Okay, thank you. One more question.
아니, 하나만 더 질문할게요. 예.
아, 제가 한 몇 년, 한 6, 7년 전에 일할 때는 이제 그 VP 레벨까지 가지 않으면 오픈소스를 갖다 쓸 수가 없었는데 그러니까 오픈소스 뭔가 가져다가 쓰고 싶을 때 여전히 지금도 그런 어떤 제약 같은 게 있는지 아니면 좀 더 편하게 뭐 아파치 라이센스 같은 거 그냥 갖다 쓸 수도 있는 건지 그런 것도 좀 궁금하거든요.
So I think the key thing is especially with, you know, various licenses, there's always a legal implication. So we obviously do our checks as well. And I think obviously every organization is different, but I think that's how we normally do our things. We always have to check with legal to see what's best in the community. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Shen pretty much hit the nail on the head with that one. It's you really have to kind of read licenses and things like that. In terms of what level of clearance is required, I can't really comment on that from a Microsoft perspective. I'm afraid that's something I can comment on.
Why, do you have an idea?
Oh, 이번
이번에 유니버셜 플랫폼이 엑스박스 1에서도 돌아가는 것을 알고 있는데요. 기존에 출시되던 게임들은 전부 다 마이크로소프트와 퍼블리싱 계약을 해야 되는 걸로 알고 있는데 윈도우즈 10이 엑스박스 1에 들어가게 되면은 스토어도 모든 사람한테 열리게 되는 건가요?
The question is actually, if I understand correctly, will Xbox apps be available on store? Is that right? I mean, if I put it straight. The store which you have seen today, the, what we talked is very early, a preview of what's coming up. We have plans to unify a store experience for all the devices which run Winton UWP apps. So the licensing strategy, how the apps are going to be pulled, because the store which we envision in Winton is one single store for apps, content, and games. That's our vision. So with that vision set, we are working towards for it, but we don't have any dedicated, I mean, definitive timelines or you know goals in the mind. How that going to work, mechanics and execution, you know, will evolve over a period of time.
Okay, we had a question just there.
아, 예, 단내 플랫폼으로 여러 가지를 개발을 해왔었고 여러 가지를 스터디를 해왔었는데요. 마이크로소프트는 많은 플랫폼과 서비스를 만들었지만 또 그만큼 많은 것들을 죽였죠. 그러면서 개발자들에게 많은 그 공분을 사기도 했는데요. 예를 들면 실버라이시나 윈도우 모바일 7 같은 것을 예를 들 수 있을 텐데 오늘 소개해 주신 서비스나 플랫폼 같은 경우에도 만약 흥행에 성공하지 않는다면 과감하게 버려지는 건지 또 한 번 고생을 하게 되는 건 아닌 건지 걱정이 되기도 합니다. 이거에 대해서 명쾌하진 않지만 유쾌하게 답변을 주실 수 있으면 좋겠는데요.
I can tell this one.
Okay.
So let me give you an idea of investment on the platform. Everything you see in Windows, including Office, is built on the UWP platform, right? So we are using it internally as well. We don't do anything special. We're not using special APIs. These are public APIs that are available to everybody. So even if you think about the simplest things like the start menu, that is also essentially a UWP app. The settings, that's a UWP app. They're all variations of UWP apps. So we have internally invested in UWP. So it's not like we can easily just say, oh, no one liked it, we're going to remove it. That's not the case. Yeah.
And it's worth pointing out as well that the investments we're making around UWP and the whole platform is an evolution of technology that have been in Windows 8, in Windows 8.1, and in Windows Phone 7 all the way up till now. So you should be able to bring existing skills through into Windows 10. Furthermore, we still have plenty of other ways to develop apps on the Windows platforms as well. So you have a lot to choose from. You've seen all kinds of things today from HTML and JavaScript and XAML and C Sharp. There's so many different ways to develop apps for Windows. It's not going to be restricted to just one thing and one thing only.
네, 안녕하세요. 네, 안녕하세요. 마이크로소프트웨어 장혜린 기자입니다. 오늘 발표 잘 들었는데요. 제가 생각하기에 이 많이 발표된 것을 하나로 묶는 단어 중에 하나가 생산성이라고 생각을 하거든요. 그랬을 때 이 단어가 좀 모호하기도 하고 넓은 범위의 단어이기도 하잖아요. 그래서 MS가 던져줄 수 있는 메시지가 그거에 대해서 던져줄 수 있는 메시지가 무엇인지 좀 궁금하고요. 그다음에 두 번째로는 오늘 그 축구 국가대표 옷을 입고 오셨는데 뭐 어떤 특별한 의미가 있는 건지 좀 궁금합니다.
Because we love Korea.
Yeah, we love you guys. So you know, we wanted to show our local support for you guys. The first
question.
Is that I just thought I'd take the easy question and just let the first question sit. productivity does mean a lot to different people. If you work in a bank, it means one thing. If you are a mother of three children and stay at home, productivity is a very different thing. And we recognize the diversity of people across the world that we build products for, and also the diversity of their needs. all we want to do is make the whole world more productive through the tools that we build, regardless of who it's for.
Yeah, and it's about empowerment at the end of the day. And empowerment, again, there are so many different people, even in this audience, from various areas. So empowerment to an application developer is going to be very different to empowering maybe, like, you know, family and friends. But the idea is that we want to try and pass that message to app developers to then allow that empowerment to spread throughout your applications to the general public too. And whether that's productivity or whatever you want to really call it, it's just really ambiguous almost by purpose, I suppose.
And I think Sacha put it well. You maybe saw at one of the very beginning videos where he said we want to move people from using Windows to wanting Windows to loving Windows. And one of the things that we feel is a way to do that is to make people more productive. If these tools fit into their lives and help them do things better, it's going to make them love the product more.
Well, could I ask? Yeah. I was going to ask why you guys are wearing the t-shirts like a soccer team, but she already asked, so. Well, my question, like that. The question I'd like to ask you, well, given the fact that competition between cloud vendors in the Korean market is getting bigger and bigger, and I was just wondering what's unique about Azure, and we all know that cloud vendors are trying to cut their price down. What do you think about this situation? What's your outlook on that?
So I make sure I understand your question. So
yeah,
you're asking
question, what's unique about Azure compared to other cloud vendors? Second, what's your outlook on price reduction of cloud products?
So we're always trying to create a competitive product in Azure, you know, by price and by features. So were you asking like what is the value in Azure compared to our competitors? So for one, I think we have a lot more features that help you be productive, like the SQL Data Warehouse and Azure Data Lake that we announced at Build are both really great ways to help you deal with data in a much more productive way. I'd say the same about Event Hubs and Stream Analytics, giving you really great ways to deal with a massive amount of data. The other thing that really adds value to Azure as compared to some of our competitors' offerings is our 19 data centers worldwide. And we're constantly increasing that. We really would like to be worldwide. We're always looking to expand and make sure that you can be as close to your customer as possible. Did that answer your question? Or? So you were asking. So she was asking about.
Because recently Google reduced its price of their cloud service, and so I was just wondering how you think about that situation there. You know.
So you're asking if we're going to reduce the price of Azure. I can't really comment on how much we're going to charge for Azure.
I know that.
I think it's fair to say that we're always looking at these things and always evaluating our pricing strategies to find something that best fits the markets. And we have a number of different strategies out there to make it affordable for people like students and people like that. So it's something we're constantly focusing on because we need to remain competitive as well. Oh, there's a chap with the mic at the back there.
네, 홀로렌즈와 관련된 질문을 하고 싶은데요. 마이크로소프트 측에서 본사 차원에서 한국 개발자에게도 홀로렌즈 개발자 킷을 제공할 계획이 있는지 질문하고 싶습니다.
So we want to get HoloLens out as soon as we can into the hands of as many people as possible so they can start building amazing things with it. I don't have any information personally on the global rollout plans, and as soon as we have that information, it will be made available to all insiders. I'm sorry, I don't have any more detail than that, but we're just as excited as you are to get it rolled out everywhere, and it's a major focus for us to get HoloLens out.
네, 이번에 노티 센터가 생기면서 알람이 많이 개선되었는데 타일은 그대로인 걸로 알고 있거든요. 그러니까 무슨 말이냐면 예를 들어서 스포츠 앱에서 유현진 재활 기사를 눌렀는데 내가 누른 건 유현진 기사지만 뜨는 거는 스포츠 앱의 첫 실행 화면이에요. 그래서 이제 타일 앱에 관해서 그 내가 누른 알람을 그대로 바로 빠르게 실행할 수 없는지 그에 관한 개선 일정이 있는지 좀 궁금합니다.
So, if I understand the question correctly, and please correct me if I haven't quite understood it, I'm sorry, I can't quite see where you are. Are you talking about having, being able to tap on a tile and have it take you to a specific piece of content based on what the tile is showing?
Can we have the detailed question, please? Ask again.
Yeah, 이해하신 내용 맞아요. 그 구체적인 그 내용으로 바로 들어갈 수 있게 할 방법이 없느냐? 타일에서 뜨는 내용이.
So that is something that we got a lot of feedback on from Windows 8 and Windows 8.1. It's certainly something that's in our plans to do. I don't know if it's in the current build of the SDK you guys have got. Have you got any light to shed on that, Shen? No, it's certainly in the plans. I don't have a time when it's actually going to land in an SDK. It's a feature that a lot of people requested, and it's something that's in the plans to be done.
I think the one thing to note there is because of the way Microsoft is now, it's very different. So you get access to a lot of stuff very early on. This is not normal for us anyway. But obviously, because we give you access early on, some things might not always be complete, and we're still working on them. So it's a continuous development process as well, and this will be the same with the SDKs.
But yeah, there are going to be big improvements to tiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. 네, 윈도우즈 10 관련 일정 관련해서 두 가지 질문이 있는데요. 네, 윈도우즈 10 RTM 일정이 궁금하고요. 네, 두 번째로는 윈도우즈 10 로고 인증 시작 시점이 궁금합니다.
Okay, so two parts of that question. If I understood it correctly, first one, when will Windows 10 be released? And second of all, what is the timeline? What is happening around logo certification? With regard to the availability of Windows 10. Like I said earlier, we will be making an announcement very soon about that, but we haven't made the announcement yet, so I don't have anything to share on that. With regards to the logo testing program, I'm afraid it's not something I know about. Do you guys know anything about the logo testing program?
No? More local than...
Feel free to send me a tweet, and I'll try and follow up with that to get you guys an answer. If it's not been announced publicly, then we won't have anything to say to you, to be honest. So yeah, but feel free to send me a message, and I can try and get you guys an answer.
오늘 발표된 그 UWP에 대해서 아주 감명 깊게 봤고요. 스토어 기능들도 되게 이제 기대가 많이 되는데 솔직히 윈도우 8에서 그 스토어에 많은 개발자들을 끌어들이지 못해서. 그 스토어에 있는 앱들 수준이 그렇게 썩 좋지 못했습니다. 그 윈도우 10 그 UWP 쪽에서는 그 개발자들 그 스토어로 끌어들이기 위해서 어떤 뭐 프로모션 계획을 갖고 있는지 그것이 궁금합니다.
So I think the first thing to note there, we've more about the fragmentation of the various Windows OSs at the moment. If you look, because we're offering the first year of Windows upgrades for free to Windows 7 and Windows 8, we generally have a larger share of people who are expecting to move to Windows 10. So therefore, the developers then know that their segment for Windows 10 is a lot larger. The second thing is actually Windows 10 is across a broad range of devices. This means that actually you can target Windows 10 customers a lot easier. And because of the way we're offering various ways for the application developers to expose their app within Windows, it again gives you another surface. So there are loads of different ways you can do this and various different options. And a lot of it's more suiting to your application and your users. Yeah, hopefully that answers that question.
I think we had one in the middle here. Who just got the mic?
Yep. 안녕하세요. 저는 안드로이드에서 동작한 앱을 윈도우즈 10에서 동작한 앱으로 변환하는 데 관심이 있는데요. 두 가지 질문이 있습니다. 프로젝트 아스토리아에 지원하는 요청 메일을 보냈는데 승인을 받지 못했어요. 그게 그 메일을 보냈을 때 바로 개발자에게 바로 승인을 해줄 수 없는 특별한 이유가 있는지 궁금하고요. 그 다음에 두 번째 질문은 그 자바코드로 되어 있는 안드로이드 앱을 그 윈도우즈 10 앱으로 변환하기 위해서 UWP 브릿지 툴킷을 사용해야 될 것 같은데 제가 그 브릿지 툴킷을 지금 사용할 수 있나요? 아니면 그게 언제쯤 사용을 할 수 있을까요?
So the first question about sort of getting answers from the product teams. So they'll have loads of emails from people wanting to try this out. So one of the key things is that you will get a response, but it'll be quite some time yet. Up until they know they're in a place where they can provide real great value to you, it's just a waiting game on that one, unfortunately. And then the second one, I think, was it about sort of using the bridge?
Yeah, availability of bridges.
Yeah, so as far as I'm aware, it's not really a bridge toolkit. But yeah, in terms of using a bridge, I think, especially with the Android code, I don't really have much to share about that, really. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We actually talked about very briefly our direction for moving Android apps to Windows 10 at build. It's a pretty early preview, but we do not have any intel beyond that.
Yeah, and we should make clear, so when we say you port your Android apps, it's to Windows, only the phone. Yeah.
Ah, ah. 예, 지금 제가 윈도우 폰 어플리케이션을 개발하고 있는데 지금 이제 윈10을 보면 UWP라고 하셨는데 지금 윈도우 그러니까 8하고 윈도우 폰 8.1이라고 나눠져 있는 상태에서 API를 UWP에서 가져갈 때 윈도우 8이냐 또는 윈도우 폰 8.1을 중심으로 가져가냐 이제 그거에 대해서 궁금하고요. 그다음에 이제 두 번째는 아까 모바일 시장도 되게 강조하고 계셨는데 만약에 지금 윈도우 10 같은 경우에는 뭐 태블릿이나 서피스 제품군이나 또는 이제 일단 데스크탑 제품군은 이미 나와 있는데 윈도우 폰에 같은 경우에는 나올 계획이 있는지 없는지 궁금합니다.
Sorry, could you just repeat the part about sorry, can we just have give me the microphone back?
Come back, don't go.
Thanks. Sorry, could you just repeat your question to me?
첫 번째가 이제 현재 윈도우 8 유니버셜 어플리케이션을 개발할 때 윈도우 8과 윈도우 폰 8.1 윈도우 폰 8.1 그 두 개의 프로젝트로 나누어져 있는데 윈도우 10으로 갈 때는 어떠한 그 프로젝트 위주의 API로 가는지가 궁금하고요. 두 번째는 이제 모바일 시장을 되게 강조하셨는데 다른 거가 많이 나온 상태지만 윈도우가 스마트폰 시장에서 윈도우 폰이 언제 나오는지 궁금합니다. 한국 출시 일정입니다.
Okay, so I can answer the first one.
I'll get the second part.
Okay, sure. So the first one, when you're converting sort of a Windows 8 or 8.1 app to 10, a lot of it, because it's still using the Windows runtime APIs, you may find there'll be namespace changes and small API changes, but it shouldn't be very drastic in terms of that conversion. As long as you were on the original Windows 8.1 Universal, not on any 8 Silverlight version. Is that clear? Yeah.
It's also worth noting that you can run 8.1 apps on Windows 10.
Yes.
And for your second question about bringing Windows Phone to Korea, you can probably guess my answer on this one as well. Korea is very important to us, and we do want to bring devices to Korea. It's just a case of, finding the time to do that and the right frame to do that in. But we want to get it here, we want to get you guys up and running. I really want to see like stores full of Windows phones and Windows phones in all your pockets. So if not, I'll make it a personal crusade to get it here.
이번에 윈도우스 10이 출시되면서 기존에 보면 서피스 1이나 서피스 2는 윈도우스 얼티를 출시하고 나왔었는데 이제 기존의 윈도우스 얼티는 윈도우 10으로 업데이트가 되지 않는다는 소리를 들었어요. 그래서 기존에 이제 서피스 1이나 2는 이제 나중에 차후 어떻게 뭐 될 것인지에 대해서 한번 질문을 하고 싶습니다.
Well, okay, sorry, a little bit extra coming through then. With regards to Surface RT, it's true that that can't be upgraded to Windows 10. Surface Pro 1 and Surface Pro 2, though, they're just PCs. I haven't personally upgraded mine, but I've seen people upgrade their Surfaces to Windows 10.
Yeah, it's running on an x86 processor. Yeah. So.
The great thing about Windows 10 is it works on all kinds of specification machines as well, so I can't see a reason why it would not work on a Surface Pro 1 or a Surface Pro 2. And I've seen people running on Surface Pro 2. Okay. Can somebody get him a...
He's on about the RT versions.
Oh, the RT versions.
RT version. Yeah, so I don't think the RTs will work.
Yeah, I don't think we can upgrade Surface RT.
Continuum에 대해서 질문이 있는데요. 여기에 있습니다.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Continuum이 UWP로 그냥 작성되는 애플리케이션에서 제공하는 서비스로 보면 되는 건지, 그리고 만약에 UWP에서 애플리케이션 제공하는 어떤 그냥 일반적인 테일러드 익스피리언스가 아니라면, 만약에 이게 애플리케이션이고 테일러드 익스피리언스가 아니라면 그 애플리케이션 작성할 때 뭔가 고려하거나 뭔가 추가적인 작업을 해줘야 되는 게 있는 건지 궁금합니다.
I can take that. So when you, if I repeat your question, you're asking about what you should do specifically to tailor the experience of Continuum.
Yes.
When users switch from desktop mode to tablet, there are two aspects to it. One is Windows 10 as a platform automatically provides you an ability to switch mode when you're when the user is in desktop mode or the user is in tablet mode. So you need to tailor your app to handle the tablet mode, whether it's if touch or pen, if you're on Surface Pro 3 and stuff like that. But the system actually sends a lot of sends communication automatically to your app, and you can handle those commands like, you know, your app is in now tablet mode, or your app is in now desktop mode, and automatically tailor the UI. All you have to do is make your UI touch and pen compatible, so the apps would continue to run both in desktop mode as well as in tablet mode.
And there's a few aspects to Continuum. Continuum covers switching from desktop to tablet, and I'm sure that I think the question that you were raising was when you saw Office working on a TV screen from a phone. We'll be releasing more details about that soon, but as I said a few times, we don't have anything to mention around that stuff right now in more detail. Yeah. But I'm very excited about it because I can't wait to use it.
All right, so I'll try to ask in English to avoid some of the loss in translation. So the Windows Phone right now has a terrible market share, no offense. But especially in Korea, it's almost zero, right? And I'm seeing this from some of the blogs or news that the hacker community for Xiaomi is trying to port Windows 10 for phone over to some of the Xiaomi devices. Do you have any plans to actively support some of the hacker communities like that? Or because I've seen some cases of Windows Phone 8 being ported back to one of the old HTC devices using Windows Mobile and all that.
Okay, so I've got a couple of answers for you there. Well, the first one wasn't so much a question as a statement. Windows market share is not low necessarily. There, in some parts of the world, it's very high. It varies across the world, depending on availability of devices, OEMs, a bunch of other criteria there. So I don't think that's a particularly fair statement. And it is increasing. With regard to your second question around supporting the hacker community, I'm not personally aware of what those guys are doing with, did you say Xiaomi devices? Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with that brand either. I am also not aware of any particular initiatives we have to encourage them, nor am I aware of anything that we have to discourage them. So one of the things that Microsoft's doing a lot more is embracing kind of the garage hacker who's, you know, trying new things. I think that we'll make some decisions on that once it becomes something that we need to look at in more detail.
Hello. Actually, I have little bit difficulty in speaking in English, so I'll ask the main question in Korean.
That's fine.
Should I continue with English?
In fairness, you can speak more English and I can speak Korean, so so you can go in Korean, it's fine.
Okay, thank you. 제가 하고 싶은 질문은 먼저 홀로렌즈에 대한 건데요. 첫 번째 질문은 홀로렌즈의 스페시피케이션이 거의 공개가 되지 않은 것 같은데 그 제가 이전에 오큘러스 리프트를 써봤을 때는 써봤다기보다는 이제 간접적으로 동영상 같은 걸 확인해 봤을 때는 해상도가 양 눈을 눈 두 개를 합쳐서 Full HD였거든요. 그런데 이게 보면 어떤 동영상을 보거나 어떤 환경을 볼 때 이 픽셀 사이즈가 워낙 커서 이렇게 선명하지 않다라는 그런 문제가 있다고 생각을 했는데 그 홀로렌즈 같은 경우에는 해상도가 어느 정도 되는지 일단 궁금하고요. 그게 이제 말해 주실 수 있다면 그리고 두 번째는 홀로렌즈가 실내 공간에서 주로 사용되는 것 같긴 한데 실내 공간에서 사용할 때 방향이나 아니면 뭐 벽에 이렇게 일정한 곳을 트래킹해서 그곳의 이미지가 이렇게 계속 고정되거나 아니면 내가 돌아다닐 때 내 움직임에 따라서 계속 따라다니거나 이게 있잖아요. 그런데 이게 예를 들어서 그냥 영상 처리, 그러니까 이미지 프로세싱만으로는 좀 어려울 것 같고 혹시 뭐 비콘이나 뭐 다른 추가적인 기술을 이용해서 이걸 트래킹을 하는 건지 들어가는 기술이 어떤 건지 말씀을 해주실 수 있다면 알고 싶습니다.
Okay, so I can talk about a little bit of it. As you can imagine, we're not allowed to talk about too much. The first one about resolution, obviously, I can't tell you anything about resolution right now, but you probably expected that anyway. With regards to the actual device itself, we will release specifications nearer the time of its release date. We're obviously not showing it now. But in terms of the device itself, everything is on it. It's completely untethered. It's not connected to any other machines. Everything is running on the device. And there's no external beacons, nothing like that. And that's been covered in some of the build keynote sessions that you can see. It does map the room itself. And it does, as you saw from that code snippet I showed in the keynote, when I was showing you how you update the HoloLens, the eyes in each, the camera for each eye, we the user is in charge of the camera, so it's constantly feeding data back to the user.
Yep.
I think Shen's got something to add.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty much that. So as a developer, you lose control of the left and the right eye. So as you're walking around, the HoloLens has all the information.
It's stunning.
You can just control that.
Yeah. Everything is on the HoloLens.
Everything's on the HoloLens. There's no extra big pack that you carry. Yeah. You're welcome.
That's why we had to build the holographic processor.
Yeah.
Microsoft. Oh. Okay. Microsoft. Oh. Oh. Yeah. 네, 마이크로소프트가 최근에 모바일 퍼스트, 클라우드 퍼스트 외치면서 또 오픈을 좀 주장하면서 들리는 말이 예전에는 그 마이크로소프트 또는 빌 게이츠를 위해서 일을 했는데 지금은 전 세계에 있는 개발자와 사용자들을 위해서 일할 수 있는 분위기가 형성되고 있다. 그래서 내부적으로도 개발자들이 많이 몰리고 있다, 마이크로소프트로. 실제 그 지금 오신 스피치로 오신 분들은 실제 그 마이크로소프트 내부적인 분위기, 개발자들의 분위기가 어떤지 솔직한 이야기를 좀 듣고 싶습니다. 긍정적인 면만 있을 것 같지는 않고 약간 부정적인 것도 좀 같이 말해주면 좋겠습니다.
Just remember who pays my bills.
So, I mean, what do we say? I mean,
we're positive.
I'm positive. I enjoy it. I seriously, if I didn't enjoy my job, I wouldn't be here. Yeah.
So,
I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but it's sort of true.
I've been at Microsoft for 7 years, just over 7 years now. Same period of time
about
as Shane.
7 years, yeah.
And I'm more excited to work for Microsoft now than I've ever been.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, things change, but we're a group of people who embrace change. That's just the way we are as employees, I think. I've not really.
I think the only negative is I could have stayed in Seoul for longer. Stayed in Seoul for a bit longer. Yeah. He enjoyed it.
And you made a very positive comment. Like, a lot of developers are actually flocking Microsoft. So that itself shows that we are positive, vibrating, and the company of developers for developers. So.
And I don't know if you saw, there's been a few articles recently. There's been some on Engadget, some on The Verge, some on Gizmodo. And they're calling us like, since when did Microsoft become cool again? And, you know, Microsoft is a new Apple and all that kind of stuff. And seeing those things makes us feel awesome because it's like, we've always known that we had something special, but now the rest of the world is seeing that as well. And yeah, it's an exciting time for us.
And speaking as a developer, I just joined Microsoft last year, so I'm not a veteran like these guys. I am one of those developers who flocked to Microsoft, like you said, and it really is becoming a much more attractive place. I got to say, even a few years ago, I was one of those guys who'd say, no, I'm never going to join Microsoft. You know, they're far too close of a system. they won me over. So there is a lot of really positive change that's happened to Microsoft, in my opinion, being more of an open source dude. But yeah, it's been a really, it's a very cool place to work. I really like it here.
Do you guys have anything to add from Seoul?
네, 안녕하세요. 오랜만에 듣는 한국말입니다. 네, 반갑습니다. 네, 네. 송혁기는 일단 빼고요. 네, 저는 마이크로소프트에서 내수용 직원으로 살아가고 있습니다. 네, 그래서 한국말로 진행을 하도록 하겠습니다. 그 진행상 앉아 계신 분들이 질문을 많이 하셨기 때문에 보드에서 제가 몇 가지 질문을 뽑아서 설명을 듣는 시간을 가져보도록 하겠습니다.
So,
저는 분명히 내수용 직원인데 질문을 영어로 하신 분들이 있는데 예, 제가 알아볼 수 있는 것만 답변을 해드리도록 하겠습니다. 자, 먼저 첫 번째 질문입니다. 왜 마이크로소프트는 이 많은 사람들을 밥까지 공짜로 주면서 빌드 투어를 하나요? 라는 아주 멋진 질문을 했습니다. 네,
sure.
답변 해주시죠.
So, if you want to pay for lunch, that's fine. In all honesty, so why are we doing the build tour? This is an investment on us, right? But at the same time, you know, we're listening a lot to audiences and developers, and you can't do that sitting in an office in Redmond. That's not the way it works. We actually want to give you the opportunity to ask questions, because we know that we hold build in San Francisco, and that's, you know, trust me, I did the flight. It's very far from here to, you know, the States, and it's not easy. So we want to make sure that you have your opportunity to just ask the questions you want to ask. Obviously, sometimes we can't give you the greatest answer, but we just want to make sure that we share what Microsoft's about.
And realize, even when we say we can't tell you, we often take that feedback back home and give it to engineering. So realize your voices are heard.
네, 이번에는 마이크로소프트 엣지에 관한 질문인데 마이크로소프트 엣지는 ActiveX와 BHO를 지원하는가? 네, 답은 대충 나와 있는 것 같은데 이번에 한국어로 한번 답변을 들어보도록 하겠습니다.
방구석이 될 것 같아요. 아까 그 물어보신 분 답변을 좀 먼저 드려야 될 것 같아요. 사실 이제 제가 한국 마이크로소프트에 입사한 지 이제 10년이 조금 넘었습니다. 근데 이제 작년, 올해 뭐 한 2년 사이에 한국 마이크로소프트 내에도 굉장히 큰 변화들이 많이 있었어요. 특별히 이제 개발자와 관련돼서 어떤 문화나 이런 것들의 변화가 많았는데요. 아마 외부에서는 잘 느끼시지 못할 수도 있을 것 같아요. 근데 이제 마이크로소프트의 행사를 가보시면 요즘은 아주 쉽게 애플 마크를 볼 수 있죠. 그렇죠? 이런 것만 해도 사실은 굉장히 큰 변화라고 볼 수가 있어요. 예전 같았으면 사실 전부 다 델 컴퓨터 아니면 컴팩 노트북에 그렇게 썼을 텐데 뭐 다들 애플 컴퓨터를 갖고 나와서 우리도 이제 애플 컴퓨터를 위한 어플리케이션을 개발할 수도 있고 혹은 거기서 돌아가는 개발 툴을 지원하고 있다 뭐 이런 얘기를 하잖아요. 그래서 사실은 그런 부분들이 아주 작은 차이라고 생각하실 수도 있겠지만 내부적으로는 굉장히 큰 변화의 결과물이다라고 저는 좀 생각을 해보고 싶어요. 예, 그래서 그거는 아마 뭐 한국 또한 예외가 아니고 글로벌하게 마이크로소프트가 변하는 것처럼 스텝을 똑같이 해서 변화가고 있다라고 이해를 좀 해주시면 될 것 같고요. 질문이 뭐였죠? 엣지였나요? 엣지는 좀 사실은 말씀을 드리고 싶은 게 굉장히 많은데 아까도 잠깐 보셨겠지만 마이크로소프트 엣지는 사실은 차세대 브라우저입니다. 근데 저희가 굉장히 많은 부분들을 추가하고도 했지만 또 표준을 근간으로 하는 브라우저이어야 하기 때문에 많은 부분들을 또 포기한 부분도 있어요. 그래서 엣지는 현재로는 이제 액티브엑스나 BHO와 관련된 그런 확장 기술을 제공을 하진 않고요. 이제 반드시 그런 기술들이 필요하신 분들을 위해서 인터넷 익스플로러 11을 저희가 같이 윈도우즈 10에 포함시켜서 출시를 할 거거든요. 그래서 인터넷 익스플로러 11 쓰시면 기존의 액티브엑스나 BHO 기반의 뭐 툴바나 이런 것들 그대로 쓰실 수 있고 그리고 조금 더 나은 표준 기반의 경험을 하시려 그러면 마이크로소프트 엣지를 쓰시면 될 것 같습니다.
네, 이제 질문 두 개만 더 설명을 하고 네, 마무리 짓도록 하겠습니다. 다음 질문은 웹에서 DirectX 12로 개발이 가능한가요? 라는 질문인데요. 네, 마이크로소프트 코리아에서 지금 게임 부문을 맡고 있는 박중석 차장한테 질문을 대답을 들어보도록 하겠습니다.
아, 예, 웹에서 DirectX 12나 뭐 DirectX를 직접 사용하는 거는 안 되고요. 웹에서는 WebGL이라고 하는 형태로 HTML5에 있는 것을 활용을 하시는 걸 추천드립니다. 참고로 OpenGL로 개발된 것을 윈도우 쪽에서 돌리기 위한 앵글이라고 하는 프로젝트도 있어서 그런 것도 약간 웹 쪽은 아니지만 참고해 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
네, 이제 마지막 질문입니다. 예, 질문과 답변이 굉장히 길어졌죠. 마지막 질문은 라즈베리 파이 2에서 콘솔 기반의 CUI, 그러니까 인터페이스가 있는 프로그램의 개발이 가능하냐라는 질문인데요. 예, 가능합니다. 아까 데모에서 보시면 그 램프를 켤 때 버튼이 있었죠. 예, 그게 라즈베리 파이에서 나온 화면입니다. 그리고 라즈베리 파이 2에 올라가는 그 윈도우즈 10 버전의 그 기본 능력치안에 보면 그 UI에 대한 출력하는 펑션이 기본으로 포함이 되어 있습니다. 그래서 라즈베리 파이에 있는 HDMI에 뭐 모니터나 TV를 연결해서 바로 UI를 보여주는 게 가능합니다. 네, 이렇게 해서 좀 길었던 네, 질의응답 시간을 마무리 짓도록 하겠습니다. 오늘 길고 긴 그리고 다양한 질문들을 소화해 주신 네, 분들에게 박수 한번 드리겠습니다.